This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This is Are You Kidding Podcast.
I can listen with my kids.
With brothers Sebastian and Brandon Martinez, who are kids helping kids.
Okay, and today we have a very special guest from an organization that we are very proud to be supporting. We would like to introduce to everyone Karina Pavone, the Executive Director for Amigos for Kids.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Karina. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you guys for having me. Very excited. I'm a big fan of yours.
Well, we know about... Oh, wait, I can't talk today. We know a lot about what you do and how amazing and the impact it has on other children. So why don't you tell us about the mission for Amigo for Kids?
Okay, so the mission of Amigos is to prevent child abuse and neglect. And we do that through programs that help keep kids safe and teach parents how to have better relationships with their kids through our parenting classes. We also help families that don't have a lot of money by making sure that their kids have backpacks filled with school supplies before they start the school year and that they get nice gifts for the holidays during the holiday month. And we really can't do this work alone. We do it with the help of very generous people who donate their time as volunteers, money, and items. And we also get lots of help from places like the Children's Trust, Miami-Dade County, and the City of Miami.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
It does a lot of things for kids, helping them, like, emotionally. I feel like it helps them a lot because they might be going through something, bringing them down, and then you're just there to lift them up and help them rise.
Yeah, you're just lifting their spirits, and that's amazing what you guys are doing.
Yeah, we want to make sure that kids have a safe place to be after school. So we have an amazing after-school program where they do lots of fun activities and we take them on field trips. And we want to make sure that moms and dads are well prepared to handle stressors and conflicts when they come up. So we do classes to them to help them teach them to be better parents.
We feel like this is a very difficult subject to teach and educate kids on. So how do you guys teach kids that may not understand?
Well, the main thing that we talk to kids about and the main thing I want people to know about child abuse and neglect is that it can happen in many different ways. Sometimes parents or people close to a child hurt their child. Sometimes it's strangers. But the most important thing for children is to identify and pick a trusted adult. Someone that they can talk to or tell when something bad happens, and that it's not, that secrets are not good, especially not those kinds of secrets. And I also want kids to know that no matter what, it is not their fault, that they can tell a trusted adult and that there are people out there that can help.
So how many kids do you teach?
Wow. So we have like over 100 children in our after-school program. And of course, every year it changes because as kids grow out of our after-school program at the age of 12, we get new kids in first and second grade. And then we serve like 300 families in our parenting program. And our parenting program is all over the county, all over Miami-Dade County. And we also, of course, serve hundreds and hundreds of families, 800 to 1,000 families a year with our holiday gift program, and the same thing with our school supply or back-to-school program.
After 12, are there any other resources for kids?
From Amigos for Kids?
Yes.
Or in general?
In general.
So from Amigos for Kids, well, yeah, there's lots of organizations that help kids. And we work with all of them. We partner a lot with other organizations because we know that there's strength in numbers. So sometimes there are things that we don't do or we don't provide, and we have linkages with other community organizations. We also work with companies that have really good materials and curriculum to teach kids about, keeping safe. And so we work a lot with schools, and we go into the schools and teach kids, the best of five things they need to do to keep safe, identifying a trusted adult, saying no when something feels uncomfortable. There's lots of organizations we work with. We are a big family in South Florida, and there's lots of resources for kids, including education, including tutoring and help with homework, which we provide, physical activities, field trips, supplies for school, like I said before, and also help for parents.
You said how you do a lot with schools, going to educate kids in school, but now that this pandemic is here and there's no more school, how are you teaching kids now?
Well, since we can't see our families, we can't see our kids in person, we are now using the different platforms that are available, like Zoom, like a lot of the schools are doing. Well, we're doing a virtual after-school program. So we have our counselors connect with the kids virtually to do all of the things that as many of the things that they used to do in person. So, for example, our counselors do exercise with the kids virtually to keep them physically active. They read stories to them. They play games virtually. And they also do tutoring and homework help virtually as well. And for our parents, we still have we call it our virtual parent academy, and we still have our parenting classes through Zoom as well with them. So we're adjusting to the new normal now. Everything is virtual, so we can see each other again in person.
Now that everything is virtual, why don't you tell us more about your virtual walk that you're having this year?
Okay, so April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we had a ton of really great and fun activities planned for April, which we obviously had to cancel because of the coronavirus. So one of the things our team thought about was, we're all stuck at home, and getting outside, getting fresh air, getting some sun, and getting physical activity is really important for people, and especially because it not only helps you physically, but it also helps people's mental and emotional well-being too, staying physically active. So we thought, why not do a virtual walk? In a regular walk, when you do a 5K, everybody shows up at the same time. You all run together in a large group. But with a virtual 5K, you can do it anytime. You can do it at your own pace. You can do it on the treadmill. You can do it outside. And it allows people to have an excuse or a reason to get some physical activity and help support a good cause. So we came up with this idea of a virtual 5K, a run walk for the month of April to not only raise awareness of that it's National Child Abuse Prevention Month and having our prevention messaging out there, but also to help support the organization, especially now that when we need it the most, because our families need us the most, and also to help encourage people get physically active and keep their sanity while they have to be quarantined in the house.
Yeah, so So what is the most important message that you want people to take from the organization?
So the most important thing that I want people to take away from the organization is that the most important message is, first, the way people can help is that first they can be a safe adult for any child who needs help. Also, that people should report child abuse and neglect when they suspect it or see it by calling the child abuse hotline, 1-800-96-ABUSE. And I want them to know that they can support Amigos by going on our website and donating or registering for the run and fundraising, and help support all of the really good programming that we provide for the kids in our community and the families in our community. So that is the most important message I want people to take away.
I want to talk more about the walk, but I have one other question. Do you find it harder for kids to open up virtually since they may not be able to talk privately?
No. What you have to remember is that we're transitioning to a virtual environment, but we already have established relationships with all the kids in our program. That they trust their counselors and their peers in the program. And also the parents have developed a trusting relationship with their counselors and with the other parents in their group. So no, I don't think that, you know, the virtual environment takes some getting used to for everybody, but I don't think that interferes with, you know, the kids' ability to be open or the parents' ability to open up about, you know, stressors or issues that are happening for them.
Where can people register for the virtual walk, but also get more information about the organization and services you guys provide?
So they can get more information and register for the walk by visiting our website, which is www.amigosforkids.org. There's lots of information there about the programs that we offer, information about the walk, and also ways to help support the organization.
And we are excited to be able to support Amigos for Kids with our Are You Kidding socks. How would you want people to represent the socks while they are doing the virtual walk? Should they post and tag your page? Use the hashtag? Well, because we want everyone to wear their socks proud and show off their support.
Yeah, so we do as well. And we're very excited to have these amazing socks. So the way that people can use them to represent Amigos and show support is by wearing them and making a video of themselves walking. They can use TikTok and they can use the hashtag I did it for Amigos. We especially want people to post on social media and tell everyone about the run, about the socks, and encourage people to support the organization by purchasing the socks and making their video.
We can't wait for the virtual walk so everyone can come and support and make a great big cause.
And, okay, Sam, what are your other big events that Amigo for Kids hosts throughout the year?
Okay, so like I said earlier, April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. So during that month, when there isn't coronavirus, we usually do many different activities to raise awareness about child abuse and neglect. So we partner with the Miami-Dade County Public Schools for a poster contest, and students in different grade levels submit art pieces around the phrase, "There's no excuse for child abuse," which is also the name of our virtual walk. And then a panel of judges selects winners, and the winners receive gift cards and get to have their art featured on our website and in an art gallery. And then also as part of the month's festivities, we do kind of a pep rally with students from various schools in an auditorium to get everyone really pumped up about being safe and to know that child abuse is not the kid's fault. So we have like Bernie from the Miami Heat come out usually. We have different presenters and we give the kids gifts and information about child abuse and neglect. And then also in April, we end the month usually with a walk at Jose Marti Park. And we call it Safe Amigos Day, but of course, unfortunately, none of that is going to happen in April. That's why we're doing the virtual walk. And then also in June, we have this like super fun party called Miami Celebrity Domino Night. And this party is to raise funds for our program. And the way that we do that is through selling tickets for the event and through auctioning donated items. So unfortunately, this event also had to be canceled, which is why we really need everybody's support on the virtual walk. And then, like I said before, during the month of August, we have our annual back-to-school drive, and we give away hundreds of backpacks filled with school supplies to needy families in our community. And then in December, we have our annual toy drive, and we distribute hundreds of toys, really nice toys to needy families as well.
We have our blue ribbon that we will be wearing in the month of April, so we can help
can
support the organization. And we hope to do our part and raise awareness for Amigos for Kids. And we are very, very excited to be working with you. And we just want to thank you for being here with us and hanging out with us.
Is there anything
else? Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Is there anything else that you would like to share, or do you have any questions for us?
Actually, I do. Why don't you? I wanted to just say thank you for allowing me to have this time with you. It's been fun. And I'm a big fan of your work, and
thank you.
I really love your initiative of Kids Helping Kids, and I just wondered if you would tell me a little more about it so I could share with my friends.
Well, Kids Helping Kids, we work with a lot of charities, and so we could raise funds and awarenesses for the charities that we work with. We work with, like, Stand Up to Cancer, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, you guys, and we work with them so we could help make a difference. And some of them
are really awesome.
We just want to play our part in the community and do as much as we can to help people that are in need, because you never know, one day we might need help as well. So we just want to be out there and do the best we can.
That's awesome, you guys. Thank you for sharing about that. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. And one last time, if you could tell us where we could go to support.
It's www.amigosforkids.org.
Everyone, make sure to go there and support. And you can also buy the socks there,
guys.
Too. And just thank you for being here.
Yeah, you can buy the socks at your website as well.
At
areyoukiddingsocks.com.
That's right. So either way. So thank you guys for having me. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Stay safe, guys.
Bye.
You just heard Are You Kidding Podcast.
You guys are the best.
With brothers Sebastian and Brandon Martinez, who are kids helping kids.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.